Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jayashankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. Dr. Jayashankar arrived in Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, he will meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. The visit aims to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Russia has lauded India's stature as a global power and called it a leading economic power with diversified foreign policy. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi today, Russian Church Affairs in India, Roman Babushkin, said that Russia and India have a mutual interest and have consistently found ways to cooperate in line. He said that relations between both the countries are expanding and uninterrupted. The Russian embassy official also mentioned the two phone calls between two nations hits on the situation in Ukraine. He added that engagements, including the current visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. Jayashankar to Moscow, are setting the stage for the future visit of President Putin to India by the end of this year. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today introduced the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and financial transactions related to them. It has the provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of this sector. The objective of the bill is to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological and privacy-related impacts of such games.
इस विधेयक में पैसा लेकर ऑनलाइन खेलों की पेशकश करने, संचालन करने या प्रोत्साहन करने पर पूर्ण प्रतिबंध लगाने का प्रावधान है। कानून के उल्लंघन पर 3 साल तक की कैद और 1 करोड़ रुपए तक का जुर्माना या दोनों हो सकता है। यह विधेयक वित्तीय प्रणाली की अखंडता और देश की सुरक्षा और संप्रभुता की रक्षा करेगा। यह जनहित में एक समान और राष्ट्रीय स्तर का कानूनी ढांचा स्थापित करेगा। यह विधेयक देश के युवाओं को ऑनलाइन रियल मनी गेमिंग एप्स जैसे कि पोकर और रमी जैसे प्रलोभन वाले गेम से बचाएगा। दीपेंद्र कुमार, आकाशवाणी समाचार, दिल्ली।
India's Vice Presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan today filed his nomination at the Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Kiran Rijiju and leaders of NDA allies including Chirag Paswan of LJP, Rajiv Ranjan Singh of JDU, Praful Patel of NCP, among others, were present on the occasion. The opposition India bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy for the vice presidential election. He will file his nomination tomorrow. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Panaik, today administered the oath of office to the chairperson and member of Lokayukta Arunachal Pradesh at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. Justice Retired Prasanth Kumar Deka was sworn in as the chairperson Lokayukta, while Engineer Sang Phunsuk, IAS Retired, was sworn in as its member. During the interaction, the governor highlighted the essence of and significance of the institution of the Lokayukta in strengthening democratic governance. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men, Cabinet Ministers, senior officers and other officials were present on the occasion. In Maharashtra, 10 people lost their lives in rain and flood-related incidents yesterday, according to the State Disaster Management Department. Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar visited the State Emergency Control Room at the Mantralaya in Mumbai this morning to assess the ongoing situation and issued necessary directives. Torrential rains continued to lash several parts of the coastal districts of Saurashtra on the second consecutive day. Devbhumi, Dwarka, Gir Somnath and Junagadh districts have received heavy rainfall since yesterday, affecting normal life in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.